Hey, everybody. Oh, actually, you know what I read?
What?
A tip that radio hosts have for podcasters.
Okay.
Speak to one person when you're speaking to the audience. Like, don't
maybe
say,
stop
like,
moving
hey,
your
everyone.
Mic.
Don't say,
maybe
hey,
stop
everyone.
Moving your mic.
Maybe stop getting shot in the fucking face. How about that? Anyways, you say, hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. No, don't fucking say that. Say, hey, how's it going? What's up? How's your day been?
Do we say a name? Like, hey, Julia.
No, you fucking asshole.
I'm only going to speak to Julia. I'm so tired.
Oh, yeah, because you've been up for, 24 hours?
No, just since 4. Basically. I wasn't that tired when I woke up, but then I took a plane. Also, I was thinking, like, I ate before my plane, and I was like, okay, I'll be hungry for this flight. It's, like, 5-hour flight. Like, I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, literally 2 hours into the flight, I was starving. And I'm like, what have I done to expend energy?
I just get really fucking hungry in the morning, and then other times, like today, I've been up for like 3 hours and not hungry currently.
But I had a bagel before my flight.
Oh, strange. Maybe it's just because I don't know, Chase. I'm not a dietitian. I'm certainly not a dietitian because I'm the fattest I've ever been in my life.
I'm not gonna sit here and listen to a skinny person talk about how fat they are. I'm actually not. Like, I will sign off and go to bed.
I am about to commit horrible crimes against humanity.
I'm sorry that your internal view is not based in reality. I'm very sorry.
Oh.
I hope I can help you.
Chase, do you have a weird shit of the week or what?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I don't.
Mine has to do with yeast.
Well, actually, here's a great one. Unless this is yours.
What? Read me the title.
No, okay, it's not. Okay.
Does that have to do with yeast?
No, it doesn't have to do with yeast. Let me give mine just a quick scan.
We didn't even really welcome anyone, but now we have to act like we're welcoming one person. Hi. Hi. Hi, you. Hi, you.
Hello. I hope you're having a lovely day today. It's your guy, Liam, and your buddy, Chase.
You. Just you. Not the other people. Just you.
You know what I tried to do today? I'm drinking this protein shake here. I was like, you know what? I'll kill two birds with one stone, make it my coffee, pour my cold brew coffee in here, on protein powder. Sounds good on paper, right?
That sounds like a good idea.
It tastes really fucked up, severely fucked up, and it's gotten gungy for sure. It has gotten really gungy in here.
That was cool.
Oh, man. Well, down in one.
Anyways, let's just jump into weird shit of the week.
No. Let's give the people a.
Chugging your fucking protein shake.
I've got to get this down.
What do you want to tell the people?
How's your week been, Chase?
Really fucking busy, and that's why I still have not actually uploaded an episode this week. So maybe I'll just do two at once. But
no, just get a little backlog. Unclog the backlog.
You know, yeah, but if we're talking about Halloween today, then backlogging it would make this come out after Halloween.
Oh, just post it on Halloween. We just posted it a little early.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
You know what? Our schedules are made up. Time is not real.
Time is not real.
The only thing that matters is this present moment. I talked about that in therapy. I just want to say I was probably a little low energy in the most previous episode. Yeah, it just come from therapy. It was a heavy therapy day.
I was low energy and I don't even have an excuse. So
mine, I was just crying a lot.
that's
but not today,
healthy.
Baby.
Healthy to cry.
Yeah, it's called processing.
We may be masculine, manly, macho, hetero men, but we cry too.
Machismo. As they say down south. You know what we should do for an episode? And I was thinking about this after that therapy day. We should just bring my therapist on. She is a student, so I get a discounted rate.
in that sense. Ask her if she's even allowed to do that.
Well, I don't know how to broach that subject. Hey, by the way, I have a podcast that has averages about 30 listens. I'd love to have you call in for one of the Zoom sessions. We'll just count it as my session for that week. I'll still pay you.
I mean, she's going to listen to our episodes and then she's going to have a lot to talk to you about.
She's going to be like, we can no longer communicate. I'm so sorry. other than that, my week's been great. Thanks. How's your week been, listener? Mm-hmm. Let us know.
Right. Listener, singular. There's only one of you. Remember, there's only one of you.
This is a radio tip. This is a radio tip. Radio lasted a long fucking time, so obviously it's got to work for something. I've got a fat zit coming in. I've got an actual cystic pimple growing. I haven't had one of those in a few years, and that's really fucking my shit up. So that's cool.
It's all perspective.
I got laser on my ass a couple, half a year ago. Just I haven't gone in a long time. It's just back. My ass is back, so I gotta go back.
Yeah, you can't wait 6 months to go. You need to do it. Like,
well, I did the full package, and I was like, you know what? It's pretty good. Let's just wait and see. And then it definitely started coming back, and I was like, oh, I gotta go, and I just keep pushing it off because it's like $300.
Well, I did the same thing with my back, but that wasn't because I just decided not to go back. It was because of the pandemics, and then I just never ended up. The Groupon was no longer there, and I used a Groupon.
Well, I like my lady. She is a little, she was very pro-Russia when Ukraine was invaded. Okay. So that was an interesting...
That's kind of actually insane.
Yeah, she's a Russian woman. She is a Russian woman. And she was like, they wanted this.
Oh my God, that's... Okay, so that's horrid. But
yeah, it's really awkward conversations. She really doesn't like...
While she's lasering her ass. People.
Yeah, she just talks at me for real. Like, I'm just out there. I'm just like, uh-huh. I've got this, like, these, you know, when you get laser done, you wear these goggles, right? So you can't see anything. It's like when you go tanning. I've never been tanning, but like, I know what those look like. So I'm there, ass exposed, laying down, got these goggles on, and she's just like, you know, like, homelessness is so bad. It is so bad. And she's like going off, and she's like, I don't want to look at that. And I'm like, okay. And like, Russia, yeah. this fucking Russian accent is so cool. I should have played Red on Orange is the New Black. I'll just say that.
Does she want to sponsor the pod?
Oh my God, we should totally do, like, I should ask her if she wants, like, ad space.
We can't afford to be picky with ideology. Oh, okay. So.
I thought you were going to say, like, we can't afford it. I'm like, no, she would pay us. No, or maybe she would just give me, like, 2 free sessions, even. Be great.
Yeah, but then I actually don't get anything there, so.
Anyways, I would still recommend. I mean, she had a great machine. She's got a beautiful little office.
Hey, there's a million nice people enough, with great laser machines and who have fucking Groupons and shit.
But she's independent. She's independent.
Don't support. Yeah, she should independently go back to Russia.
Anyways, should we jump into weird shit of the week?
Yeah, we should.
Is my mic right? I forgot to even check. Okay, yeah, we're good. Anyways, continue.
My weird shit is from the Mirror. Or is it just called Mirror? Or is it called The Mirror?
I don't know, but mine's also on mirror.co.uk. Okay, well, British people are absolutely fucked up. I don't know if you knew. Have you seen this Liz Truss lettuce live stream?
No, but I just have been reading about her stepping down.
Yeah, so this woman, Liz Truss, became... Okay, we're it's okay, Chase. It's fine. Calm down.
I'm fine.
She's panicking because we're not getting into weird shit of the week. It's fine. Relax. Take it. Chase, stop freaking out.
I'm fine.
Oh my God, Chase is literally... He's pounding his fucking fist into the table. Anyways, so Liz Truss became British Prime Minister very recently. She has never been elected, I believe. She was like appointed to that MP seat, and then she was nominated by a party vote. So basically, like, she had not ever been mandated nationally in the sense that a prime minister normally would. So she became prime minister, tanked the economy so fast. It's like crazy, actually, how fast she was able to do that. It's shocking. The British pound crashed. People were like, there's food crises. There's fucking like insane energy costs. Anyways, they hated her. And British people, they are fucking ruthless. They spend all that time not going to the dentist, just hating on other people. It's okay. You can make fun of British people. That's fine. That's fine. Anyways. Yeah. So this big British newspaper set up this live stream of a rotting piece of head of lettuce with like googly eyes. And they're like, will Liz Truss last longer than this rotting lettuce? And she did not. So the rotting lettuce outlasted Liz Truss.
How long does lettuce take to rot?
I don't know, but I think they kind of threw it in there like late in the game anyway. So lettuce had a head start.
How many days did she last? 44?
Yeah. I love, like, that's the perfect amount of time for major events. Like when Kim Kardashian was married and it was like, what, 70 days or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like just so brief. I love that. I live for those things. But if it's too short, like if it's like 72 hours or like less than 2 weeks, I'm annoyed. But like 44 days, that's such a perfect amount of time to be prime minister.
I wonder what she's going to do now.
Write a book. Anyways. So what's your weird shit of the week?
The headline is, my friend wants to name her baby after an infection.
Oh, fuck, Chase. We do have the same one.
I told you, don't pick the yeasty one.
I didn't know. I looked through it. I didn't see yeast in here at all. Oh,
what the fuck do you think Candida is?
I don't know. I thought it was like
a yeast infection, bitch.
Okay. Well, anyways, you continue. I'll find a new one. Tell the guy.
I think you've never heard it.
Okay.
Go
what?
Ahead.
What the heck? That is crazy.
Anyways, this woman wants to name her child Candida, which is, I don't remember the full term. Candidiasis is a fungal infection caused by yeast, a type of yeast called Candida, and she wants to name her kid Candida. And she told her friend, and her friend said,
Are they both nurses? Because honestly, if someone came up to me and said, I want to name my baby Candida, I wouldn't know.
I would just say, I hate that name. But her friend said,
regardless of the fact that it's a yeast infection, I just hate that name. I hate it.
Her friend said, I think that's a yeast infection. And then she got kind of defensive. She said, no one's going to know that. And then she said, well, honestly, I doubt that would be an issue. I mean, most people wouldn't know it. But
that being said, like, you heard Candida and you're like, this is inspiring to me. I want this name for my baby.
There's this other article that says, my brother named his baby after cartoon character. He will be bullied.
Oh, I love British people.
Oh, okay. The commenters pointed out that Candida is, like, an actual name that people have. So,
like, who?
I don't know. Maybe it's a regional name.
Oh, regional. Yeah. Like what, Chase? What?
I have a coworker whose legal name, and not gonna trap me. I had a coworker whose legal name was Candida. She went by Candy.
Are you speaking from personal life or are you reading a comment?
That's a comment.
Which also, side note, sidebar, this episode is called Sidebar. We should do an episode called Sidebar. Anyways, sidebar. Diana Jenkins was 100% reading off a teleprompter that whole reading.
Really? You think?
Someone's out there with fucking index cards standing behind the camera like, I did not ever meet Jeffrey Epstein. Never, ever, ever.
She was barely there.
Yeah, no, literally, mentally, physically, emotionally, like, she was out. My weird shit of the week, however, woman refuses to be friend's bridesmaid for her third wedding to the same man.
As a
premise, what the heck? Okay, first time around, yes, everyone's inspired. Everyone's ready to go. We're looking forward to this. Divorce. Okay. Fine, we get it.
Do they have like a timeline there? Like how long?
Well, let's see. So first wedding was in 2017. In 2018, she was present at their nuptials once again. And then the ceremony turned out to be too expensive, stressful, blah, 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 blah. Either way, so 2017, 2018, and now the third wedding is going to be 2023.
So they got married in 2017, got divorced, and they got married again in 2018, but didn't go through with the ceremony?
I think that's what it sounds like. Or no, they finished the ceremony. They just want to redo the ceremony. So they want to just do it again. They just really like party. Which is actually even worse than getting divorced and remarried, because then it's just like, oh, like, can you imagine if, like, say in middle of November I was like, oh, I really want to redo my birthday, like I had a good time but it was really expensive and stressful, so like I want to do it again but more low-key. Like, I would say fucking shoot me.
It's not like I wouldn't go though.
No, but what if I was like, can you plan it?
Well, then like, I'd say no.
Being a bridesmaid is like, let's work. You got to do the bachelorette and everything. And does she get a bachelorette again? Yeah, I'd be like, okay, you also have to pay to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, geez. Oh, this is funny. So basically, I don't know how this website collects news. Apparently, they just scan the internet for newsworthy bits of information.
And the mirror?
Yeah, and then they just filter that into an article. Anyway, so they were talking about what someone had commented. Tell her you'll be a bridesmaid at her next wedding, but you're taking a break for this one. That is so cheeky. Oh, that is so cheeky. Speaking of cheeks, I've been ripping ass all day long.
My weird shit was better.
Yeah, well, you know what? I agree. But anyways.
So are you listening to Midnights by Taylor Swift?
I scanned it.
You listening?
I didn't like any of it, but I gave it a quick little skip through.
As a Taylor Swift fan, first.
They're not called that, so that's your first giveaway. They're not even a real
that other word.
Well, that's your first giveaway, then you're not a true Swiftie.
Anyways, on my first few listens on my flight home, I don't like love it. It's a little boring.
Why was it hyped up so much?
I don't know. It's always hyped up when she releases. She has crazy fans.
But I don't know why. I feel like this one got more hyped than normal.
Well, the last two, she like said they were coming out in like a week. Like there was no like build up.
Yeah, like, and then surprise. This one was like,
and this
was
one
like
was MTC. In August, you know, so it's coming out. So it's like, and her fans go, honestly, Taylor Swift fans are so annoying.
Well, speaking of crazy fans, did you hear what BTS is going to have to do?
Why are you speaking like that?
Like what?
That sounds like someone. That sounds like a gay celebrity.
Oh, Perez Hilton. He's so sexy.
Anyways, what does BTS have to do?
They're going to do their South Korean military work.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, all men in South Korea have to serve in the military for a year and a half before they're 30. And there was like some debate around whether they should give BTS an exception. But no, they're going to do it.
Are their fans called the army? That's kind of funny.
Well, I bet their fan. You know what I did? Okay, so I learned this listening to a different podcast. I'm not going to shout them out because they are our competitors. That being said, they are one of the biggest podcasts in the world. Anyways, still a competitor. They were discussing it, and it was like, what if you're in this fucking group? Like, what if you're in their battalion or what? I don't know. Like, I don't think South Korea is in any active conflict. I guess with North Korea, there's like a ceasefire. But anyways. Like what are they gonna do?
Just probably train.
No, but I mean, like, you're like, they're
how long do you have to serve?
Absolutely every person in South Korea knows who BTS is by visual alone, yeah. And could name them. I'm how like long almost
do you
certain.
Have to, how long do they have to serve?
A year and a half, I think.
I hate that shit. That's crazy.
But can you imagine you're just like some random, like you're just going to the military to do your year and a half. And next thing you know, you've got one of the BTS guys and you're like bunk mates And you're just like, oh shit, we gotta like eat, I don't know what the MREs together.
Sorry, I was just reading about it. They aren't going to come back together as BTS for, it says group activities, which is weird phrasing, until 2025.
Yeah.
That's wild. And also,
so no BTS tour until 2025.
The argument for them to not be enlisted is that in the last 9 years, they've brought almost 50 trillion won to the South Korean economy.
Yeah, that's like a non-negligible amount of GDP.
That's like, billion US dollars.
Or maybe that's actually pretty negligible. But I mean, it's still $30 billion. People are employed, you know?
It sounds more impressive when the trillion's in there. Yeah. But I ain't making that much for anybody.
$30 billion?
No, I only make $10 billion for the Canadian economy.
Well, I did win $10 on some scratching wins yesterday, but I did pay $10 for those same scratching wins. So
you got to play for free.
Yeah.
I love when I go to the casino. I loved when I go to the casino and I just make the money back that I spent. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth it.
What are we talking about today, Liam?
Gambling addiction. Chase, this is a fucking intervention.
I could have a gambling addiction if I let myself.
I would actually go to the casino after I went to Vegas. Like, I would go back. I've thought about it. I'm like, yeah, that's fun. Like, I'm going to go play some more gambling. But it's different in Vegas, I guess.
The way I look at it is like, you just need to set an amount that you're comfortable losing.
Yeah. You go to play. And I like playing blackjack. What can I say? And I'm good at it.
No but problem. I could go on the slot machines for a long time if I'm not stopped.
Yeah, I did spend some good time. There was one slot machine that I played in Vegas. It was fucking 3D, but no 3D glasses. So it was just really trippy. Wheel of Fortune. The chair would rumble when I'd get crazy wins, but it sucked a lot of cash out of me. I could only do like 10 spins in total, basically, probably not even. But when I did it, I loved it.
Anyways, we're not talking about gambling. We're not talking about gambling. What are we talking about?
Well, I wanted to sell that story to you. I wanted to, me saying sell it. I'm here to sell fucking stories.
I'm not buying.
Chase! Anyways, we are talking about All Hallows Eve.
Again. Yeah, I'll try to post this on Halloween. I will post this on Halloween.
Okay.
Don't worry, everyone. All
right. What are you being for Halloween? Are you doing anything?
Well, I'm in Hamilton where I have approximately one friend.
Okay, well, that's still one friend.
And I'm not going to tell my friend's business on the podcast, but we were going to a party that we're no longer going to.
Drama?
And that's it.
Drama.
A bit of drama, but I can't get into it. Oh, not with me. I'm just not with me. I'm just a witness to the drama.
Fucking hell. Well, I work all weekend, and then I actually did book off the official Halloween day, and I'm probably gonna watch some scary movies, and maybe I'll go for a little walk and see the trick-or-treater in the house, and then
I'll probably go to a bar.
Yeah, maybe I'll go out. It's on a Monday, but I'm not going out on the weekend. I probably will buy a box of candy, knowing full well there's never been a trick-or-treater in this fucking building, probably even. So but I'll still buy it. Just dress up? No, I don't have a costume.
What the hell?
I have nowhere to go. I mean, I was Jane Lynch that one year, remember?
Yes. Oh my god, you're Jane Lynch. That also kind of looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. Who knew that you were ahead of the curve? Oh, I sure
could have been Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's like a big, it's kind of problematic, everyone.
I was going to say, like, everyone wants to be Jeffrey Dahmer this year. Sexy Jeffrey Dahmers.
Yeah, everyone's dressing up as Jeffrey Dahmer this year. I think Simone Biles, of all people, spoke out against it, but it's like...
Oh, I thought you were going to say Simone Biles, of all people, is going as Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, she spoke out against it. But, you did that. I mean, you weren't Jeffrey Dahmer, but your costume.
I just put together. I just had a wig. I just had a wig, and I said,
you just wore a jean on jean and a what? A and what?
Coach Jane Lynch. I'm Coach Jane Lynch. What are you gonna be? You're dressing up, right? No, are you? I forgot.
I think I'm gonna be. What's their faces from the Addams Family? Because Maddie's coming to visit, but we don't have an event now. So I'm like, do I dress up if I just go to the bar for a couple drinks? Like,
yeah. I'm kind of mad I don't work, frankly, because they would dress up to work, but I don't think they would let me.
Even on
one year, I was a full penguin and I took the bus. This was in high school. I just saw no problem with it. I was like,
yeah, well, why is everyone looking at you? Me?
Yeah, but I'm standing out, like I'm fully penguin alone on this at this bus stop. It's pouring rain and I've got a saxophone with me. Like, it actually looked ridiculous. Cars were honking at me. I'm like, what's the fucking deal?
Was it like a big?
Yeah, no, like full beak, full penguin flappers. It was like Spirit Halloween, you know, like a full penguin fit.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good costume. I liked that costume.
What's your favorite costume you've ever done?
Honestly, probably that one, just because it was like more fun than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
One year I was, I think I just put fake blood all over myself.
That was a trend, like, last year.
Yeah, I mean, everyone being crazy. You know like, what I mean? Bitches are going crazy.
With blood all over them. Because Jennifer's body...
Ugh. I know someone who his boyfriend is going as a matador and he's going as a bull.
Who are these people?
Just gays. You know how they be.
You have gay friends?
I know gay people. What can I say? Celebrities. It's Lance Bass.
Me not knowing if you're for real.
Yeah, I'm fucking... Me and Lance Bass at BFFs.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it's
great. He asked for a lot of money to come on our show, so maybe you could talk to him.
Did he?
Yes, a lot of money. Know. Like, thousands and thousands and thousands.
For an...
And I said, no.
He's got to get that coin. Those NSYNC royalties are running out.
Also, another year? No, Kimmy P. And now we're never going to get Kimmy P because she's fucking...
No, well, you know what's fucked up? Because, like, literally before October 1st, I was looking into it because I was like, she did say next year. She said, no, not this year. It's coming at some fucking point and I don't know when. And it's like, just go... You know what? You and Sam Smith, you two can go to hell with your stupid shit. How about that?
I know. Where is...
I'm a certified hater.
Where's part three?
Yeah, she just said no.
And did she actually say, like, no?
Well, she said not this year.
That's what she said last year.
Yeah.
So hater. Maybe just never. It's obviously, it must be done. Also, wouldn't this year be the year to do it if you're, like, blowing up on this other song?
Honestly.
Kimmy P needs to come on here so we can give her career advice.
We need to... ma'am, excuse me. You need to get your act together. Okay? Okay.
I want part three.
So, sorry, what are you going to be? I forgot. I didn't know what you said.
We were talking about when we had somewhere to go, being the Addams Family people. What are their names?
Oh, yeah.
Morticia.
Are you going to be the no-neck guy?
Excuse me?
Or is that who you're talking about? The bald guy with no neck.
No, I'm gonna going to be the dad.
Isn't he the dad?
Nar.
Addams Family, bald guy. Oh, what the hell? What the fuck is going on? What the hell is this? I don't need this. Jesus, what did I hit? Okay, anyways.
No.
Bald guy, no.
The bald guy is Uncle Fester.
Oh, you're not going as Uncle Fester?
No.
Oh, he's cool. He looks slippery.
I'm going as Gomez.
Adam's problematic. Gomez. Okay. So you're going to do like a pencil mustache.
I mean, if I dress up, I'm not even decided now.
You know who you should go as for Halloween? You should go as Rudolph. Me just coming up with that right now.
I had a pattern for a while of being just famous gay people.
Oh, I remember. Are you implying Gomez is gay? Because Uncle Fester is clearly the gay one.
No, I'm not. I'm not continuing my pattern.
I am. Sorry, this is actually completely unrelated.
Then why talk about it?
Okay, we'll save it. I was just gonna. Yeah, we'll save it.
For what?
No, we'll save it. Put it in my back pocket. Put a pin in it.
I think my favorite costume I've been is my David Bowie costume.
What's your most nostalgic Halloween memory? Memory, all alone in the moonlight.
I think most people would share this memory, but I don't have like a specific Halloween memory, but like in general, just kind of like setting up your candy and like creating a trading post for your siblings.
Oh, true. My sisters would always fuck me over, first of all. Second of all, and they'd steal from me. Just steal cash from my pockets. No, I'm kidding. Oh. Anyways, I used to feel like my Halloween candy would last me forever. I'd be like, this is going to get me all the way to April. Like, I'd be like, we're going strong. We're going steady. And my pillowcase would smell so sweet, you know, like sweet and plasticky. I love that smell. The other nostalgic Halloween memories I have are also probably the smell of those individually wrapped plastic caramels. I used to love the smell of those. Now, I really don't like them, actually, but they were my favorite.
What, Werther's?
No, but not the hard ones, the square ones.
I can't remember how they taste. I don't remember how they smell.
They have a very distinctive smell, and it's like
I remember the smell of plastic. Tootsie Rolls.
Smarties. Or not Smarties, Rockets. Sorry, Smarties is the American. I'm so American.
I love Rockets.
Yeah, people hate on that shit. I think they're fucking awesome.
Do you like Dots?
I don't think so, no.
I love Dots, and none of my siblings like Dots, so they would give me all their Dots.
The best part about Halloween trick-or-treating is the variety of candy. Because when I go to the store as an adult, I still eat candy. Like, I'm not ashamed to admit it, you know? People have shame. I have no shame.
You buy candy regularly?
I would say, like, I have candy too often, frankly.
Okay, I support you.
You know, like, I will, yeah, I'll like, buy chocolate candy just to have around the house. And I'll nibble, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, the best part about Halloween candy, though, and this is something I hate as an adult, is, like, if you're an adult, you go to the store, it's like, oh, okay, I've got to buy this, like, 200-gram bag of peanut M&Ms if I want peanut M&Ms. Like, if I want more than just a handful, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then it's like, I've got so many fucking peanut M&Ms. So now for like days, all I'm going to have is peanut M&Ms. When you go trick-or-treating, it's like, oh, I'm going to get one Reese. I'm going to get an O. Henry. I'm going to get Smarties. And then I'm going to get some gummy gumdrops, lollipops, like the whole nine yards. And I can pick and choose and I can be like, I've got variety and I've got like a nice variety.
I've got variety and I've got a nice variety. That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Think about it.
No, I agree.
I talk. I'm not well spoken. But yeah, that would be like my favorite thing. And I would get so tired. I would do like three blocks on Halloween too. I'd be like, this year, my pillowcase is going to be fucking full.
Have you ever had a year where you went trick-or-treating and it was just like a disappointing turnout?
No, but I have had the opposite. Like in Clayton, there's probably a few areas where it's like no one just goes down these streets. Like they're just kind of weird. So like me and my friends, we go and it would be like they'd be like, oh shit, here you go. Like here's half the bowl. We ain't had nobody all night long. Here you go. And then I'd be like, oh fuck yeah, baby.
What about if you got like carrots and raisins?
Oh what? Shut
Do you like raisins?
No.
I love raisins.
Oh, cool. I bet you drink prune juice for fun to shit.
I have raisins like every morning in my oatmeal. I actually love raisins. What's Chase, with the raisin
gonna,
hate?
Okay, Chase, you're not going to get a big gold medal that you think you're going to get.
They're an awesome texture. They're sweet.
Just no. Like, I don't, I would not eat raisins on their own. I would have craisins, maybe.
Well, I have more them in likely. My oatmeal.
Okay, yeah, I just don't like that. I don't like that little gushy gunnies. That's the definition of gunji gunji. No, right there.
What?
Raisins aren't really raisins good are in anything. Good.
And when I would get them for Halloween, I'd be excited.
Oh my God, Chase. Shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
What's with the hate?
What's up? What's with the hate of raisins? Look, gunji gunji, gunji old little winkle guys.
Oatmeal raisin cookies are the best cookie.
Oh my God, Chase. You're ruining Halloween for everybody.
And rum raisin ice cream is the best ice cream.
Rum raisin! Rum raisin! You sound like a rabid dog right now.
I sound like an old man.
That too. Hey, there's no raisins in this. And I wanted a raisin.
That is me.
Is this sugar free is bad for my day to bad bitties? Do you want to see the birthday card Garrett got me?
Sure.
It's got a cute little hedgehog on
it. Oh, did he make it?
No, it's papyrus. But it's
papyrus.
It's got texture and this is elevated. Did I show you the present?
No.
Made me a photo album, but like
a photo album is always such a fucking dope gift.
It was like, but it's also like a printed copy,
like a fancy one.
It's Google Photos. Anyways,
that's sweet. How does it feel being old?
How does it feel being old? How does it feel?
next year you'll like raisins too.
Next year I actually want to do like a trip. Like next year I want to go to Vegas.
I'm down.
That's like a fun 25, you know.
I might be doing my PhD, but I'm down.
No problem. Do it in Vegas. Your PhD on what it's like living in Las Vegas. Living la vida loca.
Well, we didn't really have a firm topic today.
Today's episode is called Sidebar.
Oh, Liam, did you tell everyone about that awesome Halloween costume you had a couple years ago?
What was it?
Where you wore the indigenous headdress?
Oh, Chase, shut the fuck up. Do not try to slander my name on here right now. I would never do such a thing.
Cancel!
That is literally defamation of character. That is a defamation assassination of character.
Send me a cease and desist.
Yeah, send me a cease and desist. Why is it anytime that anyone ever says cease and desist, they always get it wrong? Decent desist. Like, it's not that hard, in my opinion.
I said it properly.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm just saying in general, like, people will get that shit wrong. Cease and desist. Decease and desist.
Cease and deceased is just like murder.
Cease and deceased, bitch. Cease to exist, motherfucker. You're deceased.
Anyways, that's our episode there.
What do you have to say for yourself for what you've done to this community?
I'm proud of myself.
Oh, here's a fun thing. What are you being for Halloween this year? Let us know. Let us know. What are you being for Halloween this year? We'll give you a list to choose from. Ghost, ghoul, goblin, girl, or get a life. I don't fucking participate in Halloween.
But we just want to know what you are going to be. Not anybody else. Just you.
Chase, when you do that, it makes it seem less personal for our listeners. For you.
I'm telling them.
I want to know what you. You're causing audio distortions. You're actually causing audio distortions.
I know, because I'm back home again and I have my shitty mic, but whatever. Anyways, pick a song.
I have it. Meds and Feds by MIA.
That's not Halloween.
Oh, it doesn't have to be Halloween, honey. Halloween for little pussy bitches.
I'm gonna pick one from Kimmy P. Because I have been listening to, since we went to the Haunted House, and I put it over a story, I've just been listening to Demons all the time. So I guess
that one is so fun. Demons. We should do a whole episode a cappella. Amazing.
Liam, we don't have music in the background, so this is a cappella.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, we just sing a cappella songs. What's the one that they do? I saw the sun and it
helped me. Oh, I love that song. Not the pitch perfect version.
Yes, the pitch perfect version. And I am pitch perfect. Pitch. That's me saying bitch, but in a pitch, please.
Pitches.
Aren't hey, pitches. You are such a alcohol.
That's actually horrid that piece of film got created.
I actually think that's still a good movie. Like, fuck the haters. It was a little overrated, and now I think it's properly rated. I did see Halloween Ends. I have to give a review of Halloween Ends. A little fucking dumb. Like, really? Actually, Jamie Lee Curtis, girl, stick to Activia.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis. Didn't you see the one last year and it wasn't dumb?
No, the one last year was actually worse, maybe. The one last year was like, evil dies tonight. Evil dies. Like, they're just chanting out in these streets, evil dies tonight. And they're like, it's the stupidest thing. The girl gets thrown out the window by accident by this mob that's trying to kill Michael Myers. Spoiler alert. Whatever. People die. It's Halloween.
I mean, is Kyle Richards?
Kyle Richards is in the new one. She plays Lindsay. Does she die? She doesn't die.
Spoiler. Sorry,
that is actually a spoiler. She doesn't die. She doesn't have many scenes or lines. She plays a bartender tarot card reader with a nose ring. It's really bizarre, her character. And she's just out there and she's like, and she's like BFFs with Jamie Lee Curtis and Jamie Lee Curtis's granddaughter. And there's a weird love element that doesn't, it's just stupid. The whole thing was stupid.
What do you give it out of 10?
Oh, like no more than a 5.
Not even that bad.
I'm trying to book an Evo, but there's all these.
No one cares. Anyways, you can find us at Two Servings Pod everywhere. That's my shortened version of our outro.
Just everywhere?
Two Servings Pod everywhere.
Jeez, what the hell?
Leave us a review. I say it every time, but we aren't getting any reviews.
We aren't getting anything.
But soon we will
do our dedicated 30 listeners. Fucking tell people about us.
Soon we'll be sponsored by Russian nationalist laser hair remover.
Soon we will be sponsored by her. Sponsored. And also, we got a Red Bull sponsorship. We're going to be at the next fucking Red Bull X Games.
I'm leaving now. I have shit to do.
Bitch, get fucking blown up.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a lovely afternoon. Bye. No, out. Not everyone. Not everyone. Oh. Bye. I hope you have a great you. Day. I hope you
Bye
have a great
you.
Day.
Bye you. Just you.
Okay, bye.